All right. Back with us in just a few moments. We'll be talking and listening to some of the great sounds from Notable Blend in just a couple of moments. Also, in just a few moments, we'll take another look at the forecast from meteorologist Jim Corbin. We're going to be taking a look, of course, as I said, if you don't know who Notable Blend is, you've been stuck under a rock because they've been on our phone, on air with us for a while. They've been with us a few times. We were here just before the holidays, and they are back with us this morning as well. First off, we just want to get Angie in here for a moment or two. I know Angie was absent last month when she was here, when some of the ladies were here. Good morning, Angie.
Good morning.
Before we get into some of the what's going on today and throughout next week and listening to some of the great songs that you ladies have, just to go back to refresh some of the people's memories, what happened at the Good Shepherd Presbyterian Church in December?
Well, we had an excellent holiday show, and we had this great MC named... What was his name? Dominic.
Oh.
That's right. He was a
him.
Great, you know, that radio guy.
Oh, yeah.
that we sing with occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a great show. We had a couple of great. It's nice in our chorus. We have a couple of great quartets,
mm-hmm.
and we have a couple of ladies from one of the quartets mm-hmm. That sang Serendipity, and then my quartet, a cappella four, sang as well on the show. But we raised almost $500,
nice.
And then we were able to give it back to the Good Shepherd Presbyterian mm-hmm. Church because they allow us to rehearse there for free. So we do that concert to benefit them.
Yeah, normally that's the place where you normally have your rehearsals.
Yes.
Is it still every Wednesday nights?
Every Wednesday night from 7 to 9 mm-hmm. at the Good Shepherd Presbyterian Church. It's on 701 Foundry Street mm-hmm. in Southeaston.
Yeah, right on Route 123, just over the line
easy.
In Norton. Right.
Get right off 495 and you're like there in two, three minutes.
And plenty of good parking there, and it's always nice, and of course you also, when you do have shows there, concerts over there, donations are always accepted.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially. I know you'll be in the process of doing in the next few months, I should say, you've got some other things coming on as well. You've got another big thing coming up.
Yeah, coming up in the second weekend of May,
mm-hmm.
our chorus is going to be hosting our area contest.
Mm-hmm.
So we're part of an organization called Harmony Incorporated. It has chapters throughout the United States and Canada, and we're specifically in Area 2,
mm-hmm.
Which covers all the way down from New Jersey, even into Canada, so throughout New England and into Canada. We have probably, 14 choruses in our area right now. And so every year usually it's around the last weekend of April, but mm-hmm. this year it's going to be the second weekend of May. And it's going to be in Devens, right?
Okay,
Devens,
yep.
Mass,
mm-hmm.
this time, right at the nice conference center that
mm-hmm.
they just built a couple of years ago. And so all the area choruses and quartets get together, and we have a contest weekend. So it starts on Thursday, and it goes till Sunday. What's the date? May 12th
uh-huh.
to the 15th is the date. So if you'd like to hear a lot of great barbershop singing, Friday is the quartet contest, and Saturday is the chorus contest. So also throughout that weekend, it's not just about singing. It's also, we do education classes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you come early, you get to, we have a lot of the area judges will give educational classes to everybody as well. So it's kind of a nice weekend where you can do some singing, you can get some education, and just enjoy. We have a great Saturday night banquet that's a lot of fun. So that's how we end our weekend, and then singing all throughout, you mm-hmm. know, 3, 4 a.m. the morning till Sunday, and everyone goes home.
Seeing you in concert quite a number of times, you guys do have a great time together. I mean, you blend, Notable Blend, really well with that. If people want more information, how can they contact you guys?
Oh, well, our website is notableblend.org, mm-hmm. O-R-G. If you do .com, you might find another chorus somewhere else. But yeah, it's notableblend.org.
Yeah.
You can also come to one of our rehearsals. Mm-hmm. They're always open to the public.
Yeah.
You know, if you ever wanted to check us out, stop by on a Wednesday night.
7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Feel free to come on in, talk to one of us. After one of our performances, if you ever wanted to, you know, if you're ever fortunate enough to hear us sing,
mm-hmm.
You can talk to any one of our members, and we can get you information.
Right, and you can get information. I know back in December, you had some pamphlets over there if people wanted to even sign up to be a singer as well.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And our email is notableblend@hotmail.com. Mm-hmm. So if people wanted to, you know, send me an email, Carol Seaver is our chorus manager, mm-hmm. Or Suzanne is our membership person, so either one of them would probably be checking it.
Sounds good. All right, we're going to check in with meteorologist Jim Corbin for a second or two as he gives us our next look at the forecast. Jim.
Well, going quickly, we've got temperatures that are closing fast to 50 right now. Here we are just after 9 o'clock. We're going to reach around 58 this afternoon. Sunshine filtered by high clouds. Then it clears out late tonight, only falling to about 33 or 34. And then mostly sunny, mid-40s tomorrow. A rainstorm on Wednesday, especially late morning and the afternoon, up to an inch of rain. Winds up to 35 miles an hour. Excuse me, but that will cool down just to 50 on Thursday as sun and clouds mixes. And then it looks like mostly cloudy, about 38 for high on Friday. So a mild stretch of weather continuing for a few more days.
Okay, sounds good. And we'll talk to you back in about 30 minutes or so.
Okay.
All right, Jim. Thanks once again. All right. Without further ado, actually, we're going to talk a little bit about the Harmony Awareness Week, which is actually through the United States and Canada. But we're going to give the microphone over to some of the ladies from Notable Blend right now.
Shoo-be-doo-be-doo-be-doo-be-doo-wah-wah. One fine day you'll look at me, and you will know our love was meant to be. And one fine day you're gonna want me for your girl. Shoo-be-doo-be-doo-be-doo-be-doo-wah-wah. Shoo-be-doo-be-doo-be-doo-be-doo-wah-wah. The arms I long for will open wide, and you'll be proud to have me right by your side. And one fine day, you're gonna want me for your girl. Shoo-be-doo-be-doo-be-doo-be-doo-wah-wah. Shoo-be-doo-be-doo-be-doo-be-doo-wah. Oh, I know you're the kind of boy who only wants to run around.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, Notable Blend. How many years has this been around now?
For 17 years.
17 years they've been doing this, and you do a little bit of everything. You do some pop. We do the Christmas music and a little bit of the big band stuff you do, and just that one was of course by the Chiffons originally, of course. But I think I link Notable Blend's better. I think, and I think that. All right, we're going to continue to listen to some more of these fine ladies singing.
Do 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 down do be do down down, come a come a down do be do down down, come a come a down do be do down down. Breaking up is hard to do.
Don't
do 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 down do be do down down, come a come a down do be do down down, come a come a down. If you go, then I'll be blue. 'Cause breaking up is hard to do.
Remember,
do 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 down, do do down, come down, let me do down, down, come down. Think of all that we've been through. 'Cause breaking up is hard to do.
They say that breaking up is hard to do.
Do do do.
Now I know that it's true.
Instead of breaking up, I wish that we were making up again.
I bet.
You need those down doobie doo down downs on the basses over there as well. You really do do sound terrific. You really do. And you know, it's for people who, as we said before, they can go to your website and get more information on it. But you're looking for, you know, even as this new season starts, this brand new year, it's nice to have some of these ladies out there who may be like, you know, hey, maybe that does sound good to do. And so you're always looking for people to come down and enjoy. Listen, you know, first of all, listen to the songs, and then all of a sudden, hey, something can click up in here and say, you know, maybe I can do a little bit of music. The next time that you're going to be doing it is on February 10th.
That's right. Actually, next week is a week that we celebrate every year called Harmony Awareness mm-hmm. Week. It's our organization-wide event where we try to encourage, Dawn, you know how much we enjoy singing, mm-hmm. but we also try to encourage other women to come out and enjoy this hobby as well. And recognize that you don't need to be able to read music. Mm-hmm. You need to be able to carry a tune and enjoy singing the way that we do. So on February 10th, we actually have an open rehearsal. Actually, you could come any Wednesday night, but February 10th will be a little special where we encourage women to come out and just give it a try. See if you like the chords as mm-hmm. much as we do.
Yeah, and as you said, this is something that's going on nationally throughout United States and Canada, which is all next week, the 7th to the 13th.
That's right. Many of our choruses are doing open rehearsals, doing extra performances. And since it falls over Valentine's mm-hmm. Day, some of our choruses and quartets are actually doing singing Valentine's.
Nice.
So that's something else to keep in mind as well.
You know, seeing you many times throughout the area, not just at the church, but you've played at up in Avon. You did a Christmas Christmas concert up in Avon. You were down in a lot of these senior living centers as well. I know. Understand when you were down in I think it was in New Bedford not too long ago. You had a nice audience as well.
We did. Many of the songs that we sing cover various genres and various age groups, actually. Mm-hmm. We sing songs from the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, and Breaking Up Is Hard to Do is a relatively mm-hmm. new one. One Fine Day is a more recent one as well. So we like to cover a lot of different ones. And a little bit later, we'll have one that I think everyone will remember. I don't want to... From the movie.
The Jungle Book.
The Jungle Book.
From the Jungle Book, huh?
So there's a lot of different things that you can
that
do.
Is, I think. And before we get into another song, I know that what is your favorite genre of music that you like to sing with the ladies?
I love a lot of the older songs, like Always, mm-hmm. I'll Be Loving You Always. That's mm-hmm. one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. We were just humming this morning, Now Is the Hour, you remember.
Sure.
That's a World War II song. Mm-hmm. I love those songs as well. But if it's a cappella, I'll sing just about anything.
Yeah. I know. I know Phyllis right behind you will probably rather sing some Taylor Swift or Backstreet Boys. But I don't. Yara, she's looking at me like, what? No, she's, you know, you all like to sing a little bit of everything, from all the way from the 30s to the big band, all the way up to some of the music that you just did a little while ago, the nice doo-wop type of music as well.
That's right.
All right, what do we have for next?
So what we're going to do is we're going to sing one of the songs we're going to introduce to people if they come on the 10th.
Sounds great. And that was Joy Titus to say that.
It's also would celebrate Valentine's Day.
Heart of mine.
Very appropriate, that's for sure, for this month of February. All right, we're going to just take a quick break so they can just get their whistles. There you go. Thank you very much. We'll be back in just a couple of moments.
Come Love the Oldies on Friday, February the 12th from 7 p.m. till midnight at the Attleboro Elks, located on South Main Street. The stage will be set, ready, and waiting for the Villaniers, the Reminiscence, and Portia Funches, granddaughter of Tony Funches, the lead singer for the legendary Platters. For more information, call 508-509-5400.
You wanted to be a teacher when you were little, but as you grew up, things changed. Teaching just didn't seem like the best option anymore, so you decided to become something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Interesting and innovative things are happening in teaching today. So it's time to put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
All right, we are back with you. I didn't realize the commercial already had stopped here, but we are here back with some of the ladies here from Notable Blend talking about Harmony Awareness Week, which once again is going to be held on February the 10th, which is it's coming up next Wednesday already. Starts at 7 o'clock at the Good Shepherd Presbyterian Church up on Foundry Street, which is actually Route 123, right over the Norton Line in Easton. All right, what do we have up next? I feel like Ted Mack versus the Amateur Hour. Remember that again.
Well, we're actually going to be singing a song called Bare Necessities, and it's from the Disney movie The Jungle Book.
Ooh, has worry got you down? Do you trouble? Simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities of Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of love. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be fonder of my big sweet home. Are buzzing in the trees to make some honey just for me. The bare necessities of life will come to you, yes, you. Diamonds and rubies, they're just a bunch of rocks. Money, power, keep you in a box. Nature and sunshine, now they're the key to health. Friendship and freedom, yes, they're our greatest wealth. Wander wherever I roam,
I couldn't be fond.
around for things you want but can't be found.
When you find out you can live without it, just go on
not thinking about it. That's the end of care and strife in each life. Just find the bare necessities of life, of life, of life.
Nice job there. You know, it also when I notice you ladies singing, and even when I'm listening to it right here, you get a sense of smiling. You know, you've got, even when you're, you know, you try to sing, you know, you're talking on the radio, whatever it is, you always got to have that perception of, you know, smiling. You know, you're out there all the time, and just, yeah, it just makes it sound better, and it eventually, it does look better. It looks great. When you're out there, you know, on stage, you know, you've all got to have that happiness, you know. But one thing I got to ask is, like, you know, when you wake up in the morning, you're like, it's like, it takes a little while for the voice to come. But if you've been doing it and you know, for a number of years and with the practice, it all comes and it blends well. I mean, I love the name. Who actually came up with the name Notable Blend?
Ooh. When we started 16 and a half years ago, we basically submitted some suggestions of different, I think we came up with like 20, 25, and kept narrowing it down. I don't want to take credit, but I think I did suggest this one. But I just liked it, and I pushed for it. But,
yeah. Well, was there other names that you guys were looking at?
Well, Dawn, I just wanted to add that Joy was one of the original charter members of Notable Blend, so she has a lot of history in her head.
But, you know, I tell you, just going out, you know, during the summer, you also, as I said, some of the other places that you sing is in Norton, down by the library. You do it right there on, you know, with the gazebo there and a lot of other great places. The senior living place up in Mansfield, was it Willows? That one up there as well.
The Taunton Library,
another one as well. But it's always, I like it because I like listening to you because you just... all fun people anyways. I mean, you really are.
We really need to get Dom into this hobby somehow,
yeah,
huh?
I know. Really.
Be our soloist or something.
Yeah, right. I'm going to need some help, that's for sure.
You have to learn
Lyda
Rose.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll figure that out at some point. All right. We are here with the ladies from Notable Blend, which are having Wednesday night, next Wednesday, February 10th at 7 o'clock. They're going to be at the Good Shepherd Presbyterian Church. That's where they have their rehearsals every single Wednesday night. This, of course, is Harmony Awareness Week is next week. We Love Harmony Night is next Wednesday, starting at 7 o'clock at the Good Shepherd Church, 701 Foundry Street in Southeastern.
Well, we're going to sing a song that everyone might recognize from the movie The Wizard of Oz, sung by our wonderful Judy Garland.
When all the world is a hopeless jumble, and the raindrops tumble all around, heaven opens a magic lane, magic lane. When all the clouds darken up the skyway, there's a rainbow highway to be found. Leading from your window pane to a place behind the sun, behind the sun,
just a
step beyond the rain. Really do come true. upon a star, wake up where the clouds are far behind me, behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me somewhere over the rainbow. Bluebirds, bluebirds fly, birds fly over the rainbow. Why, then why can't I? If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh, why can't I?
Better than the original, I will say. Better than the original. The you know, one thing that I know a lot of people, I've actually had gotten a couple of emails in the past. I know I was talking to Sandy not too long ago. Any CDs coming out? I mean, we're waiting for these CDs. I mean, they will go like crazy, like hotcakes. But
it might be something that we think about for our holiday show.
Mm-hmm.
It's something. It's comes down to copyrights and
right.
Just paying money for some rights. So that might be something we think about maybe in the future, having our videotaping our holiday concert
right.
And then being able to maybe do that during the holiday season.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Notable Blend at all, you are missing great, great sounds, that's for sure. You can go to their website, NotableBlend, NotableBlend.org, NotableBlend.org, to get more information. You'll see the pictures, some great pictures that there's up there. You'll get all the information that you need right there as well. All right, we've got some songs to go here. Some more?
Okay. Aces are going to start us off on this one.
Bum ba bum 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 ba bum 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 bum.
When the sun beats down in the tomorrow,
bum ba bum 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 bum.
And your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fire.
Bum ba bum bum bum
under the boardwalk.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk,
boardwalk.
Bum bum bum.
The park, you hear the happy sounds of a carousel.
Bum 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 bum.
You can almost taste the hot dogs and friends cross the sill. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, on a blanket with my baby is where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk,
boardwalk.
Oh, yes, a nice great song from the Drifters. Your voice, your first name again?
Anita.
That was Anita listening, hearing all those other great sounds are there. Just you all have a distinct voice. You can always hear the basses here, and everyone. You can hear everyone. And Angie, for a second, you had mentioned with the group that you have that you sing with again. The name of it?
Oh, the Quartet Acapella 4.
Yeah, you guys, you basically, the ladies there come from all over Massachusetts to travel to to practice. They're all over New England to rehearse.
Yeah, the lead of my quartet, she's down in New Haven, Connecticut. Mm-hmm. I'm in Northbridge, which is close to the Rhode Island border.
Right.
I'm only 10 minutes away from my baritone, Annette, and then our bass is in Townsend, Mass, which is an hour north. Mm-hmm. So when we get together, we had like 4-hour rehearsals.
Yeah, you used to come in by bus from the Greyhound bus used to.
We thank the Worcester... the Hartford Worcester bus line, Greyhound bus line, for getting our lead to us every rehearsal. Sometimes Annette, Deb, and I would drive down the hour and a half to go to Chris's in Connecticut just to break it up. So,
right.
But she loved riding the bus because she could work. She worked crazy hours. She was the chair of the religious department, education department at Yale University.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to just take another quick break. We've got a couple of songs left here. How many songs do we have?
Just one.
All right, one more song to come. Once again, notableblend.org. This is Harmony Awareness Week. This is next week. It's going to be at the church there, the Good Shepherd Presbyterian Church, next Wednesday, starting at 7, February the 10th.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
All right, we have another song by Notable Blend, and they, of course, are here in studio for a few more minutes as well. Ladies?
So this last song that we're going to be doing was a great song of the 1960s and 70s, but it also, I remember watching the show Sha-na-na, so it was the ending song to their TV show.
Good night, sweetheart Belle, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart Belle, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart, good night. Good night, sweetheart Belle, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart Belle, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart, good night.
Well, it's 3 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning.
3 o'clock, 3 o'clock,
and baby, I just can't get through.
3 o'clock, 3 o'clock, I hate to leave you, baby. Don't mean baby, because I love you so. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
It's time to go.
I hate to leave you. I really must say, good night, sweetheart. Good night. Well, good night, sweetheart. Good night. Yes, go. Good night.
another song better than you guys than Sha Na Na singing it back then.
I wish you could have seen Dom doing his moves during that song.
He's doing the doing Bowser's arms as he used to do back then. Yeah, but I tell you, if people really want to get involved in singing, you know, a cappella, I think a cappella. Yeah, you can do, you know, everything else. You can do the karaoke and all that, but I think the a cappella really goes back with the barbershop chorus. Does really, really nice. Yeah, you've got some of the other, you know, the guys are doing it, but I don't know, the ladies actually. It sounds sweeter, of course. It does. It does sound sweeter anyway. If you guys want to come up a little bit to the microphone and just introduce yourselves and maybe tell you what city or town you live in and how long you've been with Notable Blend.
Hi, I'm Sue. I live in Attleboro, and I've been with Notable Blend, I think, about 13, 14 years. I sing baritone.
Mm-hmm. I'm Sandy. I'm from Attleboro, and I've been with Notable Blend about 5 years.
Hi, I'm Joy from Foxborough, and I've been with the group for 16 and a half years.
I'm Anita. I sing tenor, and I'm from Carver.
And you're a newer person, right?
I've only been in, this is his third year.
Third year.
I'm Diane. I've been singing barbershop for 25 years now, and I live in Marshfield, and I've been with Notable Blend for about 4 years.
Hi, I'm Phyllis. I'm from Taunton. I've been with Notable Blend for about 8 years now.
Nice.
And love it.
And as you can tell, she's a bass.
Yes. And Angie, you've been with it for a while.
I've been singing in Harmony Incorporated since 2000. I started with a chorus called the Baritones in Barrie, Vermont. Oh. And then when I moved down to Massachusetts to meet my husband, I was singing with Women of Note from 2002 to 2013. And I'm proud to say I've been directing Notable Blend since June of 2012.
Nice.
So I'm originally from Western Mass, but now I live in Northbridge and been singing for 15 years. So thank you, Dominic, for allowing us
pleasure.
To come on and supporting our group.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I tell you, you know, it's just a joy of singing. If you just, you know, if you sing in the car, if you're singing in the shower, like my daughter sings a lot of songs when she's singing, when she takes her showers. And, you know, it's just a lot of fun. And if you love music, any kind of music, we also sing the song Lullaby by Billy Joel. That's one of the newer ones we've picked up to get us into the sort of the 70s, 80s era. So it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, really. And you do sound, you know, so nice. It does have that mixture of great sounds as well. Well, once again, this door is always open for you guys here, you lovely ladies again. And how many ladies right now are with Notable Blend now? You got about 20?
22.
22, yeah. And then one last thing, Angie. I know that with at the Christmas show you did at the church, one song that I think really tore the house up or was really well is the hippopotamus song. The hippopotamus song.
We did I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. Mm-hmm. That was the song that we just learned. I try to do at least a couple of new songs, new holiday songs every year, and so yeah, we. We did that one as a fun one, and we have a younger member. Erica. She's 19. She's unfortunately in college. She went to school now, so she can't sing with us. But we had her play the girl in the song that wanted the hippopotamus, and I played the mom. So we had a good time.
I was looking at before you guys came in here. I had an email person from South Attleboro. In fact, it's not there now, but I got to refresh it. There was a lady who actually loves the sounds of you ladies singing. I think her name was Elizabeth. Yeah, she's from South Attleboro near the Pawtucket Line. She may be at this concert, and she says at next Christmas show, she wanted to know, she said, to learn Dominic the Donkey. I went, okay. I'm thinking, is she related to me? And then I'm really like, no, she's not related.
I don't know if there's an arrangement of that one, but you never know. It can happen.
Yeah.
It can happen.
If there's, I mean, and you're always learning other great sounds, new ones, older ones as well.
Yeah, I mean, the best part about why we say you don't have to be able to read music is we do a lot of learning tracks. So anytime we have any new songs, we have learning tracks that people can download from CDs, just listen to even just from their computers. So you can even put a CD in your car and you can listen to them and learn your music on the way to work. So we try to make it as easy as possible. We also do sectionals when we're in So each section kind of goes over their music every week. We can learn a song in a matter of 4 to 5 weeks, and then we just, you know, we work on it. So mm-hmm. we give people an opportunity, a very easy opportunity to learn any song that we have. And when you first come in, we do have about 14, 15 songs in our repertoire. We don't make you learn right. every single one right away. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a lot of fun, and, you know, you can go at your own pace. And yeah, so as long as you just enjoy singing, come and check us out.
Sounds good. And then lastly, next Wednesday, another big Wednesday celebration.
Yep, 7 to 9. We'll have some fun activities. It won't be a regular rehearsal where we're just going over some of our rep songs. Mm-hmm. We'll have some other extra. We do warm-ups. We always start with warm-ups to get our voices nice and ready. And mostly my thought to warm-ups is, you know, you've had a long day. People have been with family. It's just a time to come together and get all of our voices. So we're one unit, one chorus when we sing. And then you'll have some fun activities. We might have some snacks as well for a break. Mm-hmm. We'll do a business meeting. And then, you know, we close with a couple of songs, and, you know, it'll be a fun evening.
7 to 9 next week at the Good Shepherd Presbyterian Church on 123 in Southeastern.
Yeah.
Once again, lady, thank you very much.
Thank you, Dominic.
And happy Valentine's Day in advance.
Yes. There you go. Same to everybody out there.
All right. All right, we're going to take another break here. Meteorologist Jim Corbin going to join us in just a couple of moments with our next look at the weather forecast coming up next.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
He knew exactly what to do.
I had no clue what I was doing.
We set up the rocket. Hit ignition. And then
nothing. Sometimes I laugh when I'm frustrated.
Then out of nowhere, the rocket launched into the air.
The rocket did get into the air.
I've never seen anything fly so high.
And then crashed into a kite.
Look out!
And then the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
You just need feedthepig.org. Don't get left behind. Get tips and tools at feedthepig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
All right, it is now 9:45. Paul Healy going to be, of course, coming your way very shortly. He'll be here at the top of the hour. Right now, we're going to be checking in with meteorologist Jim Corbin as he gives us our next look at the forecast for us. Jim? All right, I thought he was there on that line, but I guess not. All right, so Jim is back on this line. Jim?
Yes, and great music and great weather out there, Don. Right now, we've got a few high clouds doing the sun a little bit right around 18,000 feet, so that's not going to cause any rain, that's for sure. We're going to have temperatures reaching the mid and upper 50s. I'll call it about 57 or 58 this afternoon. The record on this date was set back 17 years ago, actually 27 years ago, and it hit the mid-60s. Not quite that, but let's take 50s, upper 50s, on the first day of February. Southwest winds. Tonight, we'll have decreasing clouds falling down to the mid-30s, and then mostly sunny skies. Tomorrow, highs in the mid-40s. Looks like a rain event, a southeaster and then a souster, as I call it, as the wind goes from southeast to south, especially Wednesday afternoon. Winds could gust up to 35 miles an hour. The way to look at it, you can clean, wash off your car, and also fill the reservoirs up, Norton Reservoir, Manchester Reservoir. They could use it. Then on Thursday, sun and clouds, a high of about 50. Colder weather on Friday. It's going to be a close call with a touch of light snow or snow and rain on Friday. Nothing to lose sleep over. And then right now, Saturday looks pretty good. Sun and clouds, a high of about 40. Next week could get quite interesting with more rapid-fire weather systems affecting us, not necessarily all snow, but stay tuned on that.
Boy, I tell you, looking at the temperature right now, we're close to 53 degrees in Attleboro. I can't believe it. It's that up right now.
And you know what it was a year ago today? Actually, it's interesting. An event took place a year ago today. Not weather related. The initial thing, not weather related, but it's kind of interesting.
A year ago, you said?
Yes, huh. 1 year ago today.
Okay, I'm trying to think what it was. Well, we were in the middle of the blizzards last month.
But the first question though is not weather related.
Okay.
Paul Healy, if he's there, he would know probably.
I'm not sure offhand. No.
Okay. Well, if the Patriots were in the Super Bowl today, a year ago today.
Oh, that's right. February 1st.
It was a week earlier than this year, just because the way the schedule started earlier last year. But yeah, today they were playing in the Super Bowl. Of course, they won. And the second thing is weather related. We had from our Norton Observer, 16 inches of snow on the ground, and the high temperature was 22, and the low was 1.
Wow, and boy, what a change in 1 year, huh?
And in fact, tomorrow and over into after midnight tomorrow night, we had an average of about 10 inches of snow. The next storm after the blizzard was tomorrow and a portion of the 3rd on February. And at that, our observer in Norton, by the end of that, he had 25 inches of snow on the ground. And the snow cover peaked on February 15th, the day after Valentine's Day, and also on the 19th, with 35 inches of snow on the level. That was in our weather observer in West Norton, which is very close to the Attleboro line. So that's why I'm mentioning that. Longtime weather observer there.
Right.
And we had, in the month of February, at least at that location, which is more rural, so probably downtown Attleboro, maybe didn't have as many, but we had 13 days with the low temperature below zero.
Wow. And the other thing is, because tomorrow, what time do they usually, what time does Punxsutawney Phil usually check things out in Pennsylvania?
Just minutes after the sun comes up out there. So they're, of course, west of here, so it's a little bit after our sunrise. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to think right now. I would guesstimate that he probably, low pressure, probably will see his shadow. But that would be my wild guess. But, of course, it's a crazy, foolish thing. It's a joke thing. But in terms of predicting the winter, as we all know last year. But, I think it's just a few minutes after sunrise. So our sunrise is now just before 7. So out there, the sunrise is probably more like 7:30. Probably sometime after 7:30, they'll know.
All right, so we'll figure that out tomorrow morning, and hopefully maybe we'll get an update on it tomorrow with you as well.
Yeah, we'll be checking it out. And, of course, there are other ones around the country, which makes it more, kind of a crazy thing. But one thing also, the big weather news, as you probably have heard, Dom, for the Iowa caucus, is that they're worried about a snowstorm, a blizzard moving in tonight. Now, they have... Well, we can argue about why they have caucuses and just not regular, why aren't all the states the same. But they do it at night. And so tomorrow evening, some snow will be moving in. That's the same storm that's going to bring us the rain on Wednesday. But that's going to be an issue as well if there's a low turnout because certain people don't want to go out in the snow, especially because it's in the evening, and that's when the snow will start to move in there. They're worried that certain candidates, we're not worried necessarily, but it could affect the situation. That's a negative, I think, for Bernie Sanders because a lot of the young people have a tendency to not want to go out, where the older people, the ones for Clinton, have a tendency to, they'll go out, they'll caucus no matter what because they've been caucusing for many, many years. Same thing with the Republican side. Large turnout helps, Trump, and if it's not a big turnout, it may help some of the others just because of the fact that the way they move around and things like that. So another indication, I'll end on this, the reason I'm bringing it up, another indication of how the weather affects not just all of us, but events and things like that. The weather may play a role tonight if that storm that's going to bring us rain on Wednesday brings a lot of snow to Iowa tomorrow night, or tonight, I should say, and a good portion of Tuesday. So that should be kind of interesting. But again, a year ago today, we had almost a foot and a half of snow on the ground, and the wind chills were in the single numbers. So there you go.
And then lastly, I was just looking at the temperature right now down in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. Kind of cloudy right now. In fact, they're not even cold out there. I mean, kind of cold. It's only 44 degrees right there.
Yeah, well, they're in the same air mass as we are. So because it's a little earlier in the day, solar-wise, then they haven't warmed up enough, but they'll probably be close to the mid upper 50s this afternoon. Of course, the question will be, will they have the clouds, or will there be a sunrise there, and that'll affect the groundhog. So we'll see what happens. But again, enjoy this week. I'll end on this for the second time. We're going to have several more mild days, very mild days. The party, though, could end by late this weekend and much of next week.
All right. Sounds great, Jim. And nice weather out there. Hopefully people get out and enjoy, and we'll talk in the morning.
And wash your car.
I shall, that's for sure.
All right. I'll see you in the morning.
Okay. Thanks, Jim. All right. Of course, Jim will be joining Paul Healy just after 11 o'clock. 9:53, coming up to 7 minutes before the hour. We want to thank the lovely ladies here from Notable Blend for being here, of course. And this week and, of course, start of next week, we'll continue to promote their cause there for the Harmony Week, the Awareness Week, which is actually going to be the Harmony Night next Wednesday night at 7 o'clock at the Good Shepherd Presbyterian Church in Easton on 123. All right, we've got a couple more minutes or so. So, yes, it is still Motown Monday, and I do have a couple of songs to finish off this hour on Motown Monday.
Yeah.
right. That is going to wrap it up for yours truly. Also, before we leave, we do have kind of, I don't know if it's breaking news, but it will be in tomorrow's Sun Chronicle. Police this morning released that name of that local gentleman whose body was found in the Mill Pond yesterday in Mansfield. The victim identified as 23-year-old Matthew Cronin of Mansfield. Police say evidence indicated that he may have fallen through the ice on that pond and that his death was not suspicious. Police began searching for Cronin around 2:30 on Saturday afternoon, and family members reported they had not heard from him. The police and the family, of course, searched all day Saturday into yesterday morning before police were led to that area off of East Street in Mansfield, where evidence suggested someone had actually fallen through that ice. Matthew Cronin's body was recovered by firefighters in about 10 feet of water at around 7:30 yesterday morning. Of course, our hearts go out to the family and friends affected by this tragedy. That's according to the police lieutenant in Mansfield. All right, that's going to wrap it up for yours truly. Paul is up next here, and of course, we'll be back tomorrow at 6:00.